Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
So, it is Tuesday, which means it's also half 10.
Yeah, these things are both kind of accurate. Weird man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone thought this morning.
Yeah.
And they woke up. Ah, Tuesday. Must be half 10.
I know what he thinks he means.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
I started the sentence and then I don't know.
Anyway, at half 10 on Tuesdays.
We always talk to Bernard O'Shea. He's a comedian. He's an author. You can see him in the irishexaminer.com and of course on stages across the country. And he always has something interesting slash weird to say. Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning, guys. It's this time of year again where this thing that does my head in called Secret Santa happens. Do you do Secret Santa on the show?
Yeah, actually, well, this year we've done it for the first time, well, except we immediately, well, Dermot immediately blew it up from Secret Santa into tell everyone what who they're getting.
I thought it was Chris Kindle, which doesn't require a veil of secrecy, but Secret Santa obviously does. It's in the name.
Well, you bring up a good point. You bring up an excellent point, Minister, in terms of the semantics of the situation. Like, is there a difference between people who call it Secret Santa and Chris Kindle?
I think as Dermot's pointing out, that the secrecy is only in the Secret Santa one, whereas the Chris Kindle is, you might go up to your friend and go, oh, I got you and Chris Kindle.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it for Secret Santa.
It's to stop you having to spend loads of money on loads of different presents. You get one person something decent. A lot of families do it. I come from a big family and we've done it for years.
Yeah, and we're doing it this year in our family as well. But is Chris Kindle, though, and sorry, Minister, I asked a question, is Chris Kindle Secret Santa?
No.
Is it the same thing?
No, definitely not.
All right, because in my head, Chris Kindle and Secret Santa are exactly the same thing. When I was growing up, if we did Chris Kindle, you picked from a little cup and you got a name and you didn't tell the other person and that's what you got. And that was a Chris Kindle. Why is Chris Kindling different to Secret Santa-ing?
Because you just decided to add an element of espionage to the whole thing, when in reality you could have taken the name out and said, I got you this year, what do you want?
Ah, you see, I thought there was always an element of secrecy to the Chris Kindle.
Well, I think the secrecy one is nice, especially if in a workplace when you've got a big group of people. And you go, the next one is for Sheila in accounts. And then she opens up and no one knows who got Sheila, the giant inflatable man and a gun. And you just go, well, that was a bit weird.
Yeah, but Dave,
my money's on Derek in accounts.
Does everybody not know? See, here's the thing, right? Every single time I've done Chris Kindle, let me rephrase that, Secret Santa, because you have your posh Dublin rules, right? Your Secret Santa. Everybody always knows who got who, bar me on the day. And I'm going, oh my God. Or there's always some, and I don't like, let's just say, I've been called a fool quite a lot, right? There's always some fool that gets themselves and says nothing.
Well, they get to save themselves some money, I suppose. Isn't that the idea? You should just get yourself a non-existent present.
But here's the brilliant thing. Rather than everybody saying, oh, I actually got you, or I got, which, and then ruins the whole concept of it. There's always somebody that does that. There's always somebody who, for some reason, decides, say, for instance, in our family, we have a limit of 50 euros, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And there's always somebody who gets, I got you a Maserati. Well, thank you. Because I got you like a few Gillette razors and a packet of aloe vera wipes. And brilliant. I look like the cheapest man alive. Thank you very much.
Yeah, breaking the spending limit is an absolute no-no. You can't be doing that.
But some people just can't help themselves. And you'd have to do a psychological evaluation on that person as to why you feel that the rules don't apply and that somehow your present isn't valid if it isn't more expensive than everyone else's.
And markedly so. Not like, I went to 10 or I went to 60 euro. It's like, here's a 600 euro gift. Like, what?
Well, I did it by accident once, and it was an accident, and I explained on the morning, this is an accident, I'm sorry, but you know.
What a great Christmas for that person. Their immediate Christmas response is, this is an accident and I'm sorry. Happy Christmas.
No, but what I mean was, we did Chris Kindle, and we had a limit. And I said, everyone said, look, we're going to stick to the limit. I forgot there was a limit, and I bought somebody a present that was markedly over the limit. The only time I've done it, because I give out about the limit breakers, right? So it was the only time I did it. And yes, I kind of, everybody was, I mean, to say annoyed, that's an oldish thing to do. Why did you do that? That's not fair. We all stuck to it. Now we look, and I was going, I forgot about the limit.
Bernard, everybody in the country wants to know what the limit was and what you bought.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a little bit, let me explain. Okay, God, I feel like I'm in an Oireachtas committee. Okay, now let me explain, right? This person had a piece of technology, right, that I accidentally broke, right? I broke a screen on this person, okay. Right? I don't play golf. I've never played golf. I've played a bit of pitch and putt, and I'm amazing at
Did
it.
Did you play golf with somebody's iPad?
Kind of, yes. Right, and I broke the screen, and they got it fixed. And when they got the screen fixed, it didn't work, and blah blah. So I said, you know what? The only thing I can do here is, I was thinking I was smart. I'd kill two birds with one stone, or kill two iPads with one golf stick. And I replaced the iPad, which was at the time. It was about this was when iPads were fairly new, so it was literally I was down to like maybe €15 in my bank account. Right? And I was like going, oh my God, I'm not going to make January rent. I just remember that feeling, but I went, you know, it's the right thing to do. And then everybody attacked me. And I was going, but I did the right thing.
But like, I think, Bernard, that's quite justified, I would say. I know there was a limit, but you were trying to do the right thing and you smashed their iPad. So, and the replacement wasn't working. So
by accident.
I would say... I don't know. What's the other option that you get them something crap and they're like, well, you broke my iPad.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? So we all did Secret Santa, right? And when I go to buy my wife gifts, right, it always ends in disaster, right? Like, I mean, complete and utter disaster, right? She did say she'd love an Ash Hoover. Do you know the Ash Hoover is that?
Oh, right. Yeah, clean up the fire. Right, right. Yeah, the fireplace. Yeah.
One Christmas morning, it was there and opened it and everybody was there and everyone went, you got your wife a Hoover? I went, no, let me explain.
You seem to have a lot of caveats around your presence. This is a mistake. Let me explain.
It was a mistake because I did get this person, I got some jewellery thing that I thought she'd like, these bracelets with these jangly things you stick onto the bracelets. I don't know what they are, right?
Yeah,
and then
ones.
Said, oh, no, I wore that because of this and that and the other, and I had it. But I still had that present. But I went, oh, do you know what? So I better get something else just in case this present is wrong.
Uh-huh.
But everybody focused on the frickin' Hoover, right? And it was like, oh, my God, you got your wife a Hoover. I was going, yeah, and I got her the jingly jangly stuff as well. Stop focusing on the Hoover. And do you know what? We still have that Hoover. I still say it's a great present.
You're preaching to the converted. I'm a man who tried to buy my wife a bin from China. It didn't arrive. And on Christmas Day, I said to her, much like you, I said, also, there was supposed to be a bin. They've offered me the chance of later delivery or money back. And she went, give me my money back.
Hang on a sec. You also bought her Trevor, the robotic vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
Who just gets stuck under the couch.
She does not like Trevor. She was diagnosed with a dust allergy. I got her one of them going, I am the best husband in the world. I got you an automatic vacuum. We'll set it to a timer. It'll vacuum me every day. You'll be so... And then she's literally like, they don't go in the corners and that's where all the dust is. I still have to vacuum myself and I don't want a stupid vacuum. And then I said, no, look, watch. And I put him on and he went... And then went over into the corner, got stuck on a lead underneath the sofa and went... And just stopped. And it's in German. So it keeps going, Ausung ist geblieben. Block you. And then she's just like, shut up, Trevor. So it's not going well, Bernard.
Right. I loved your German accent. It came in with a bit of Irish there.
Block you, Dolce.
Thanks a million.
Bernard, you know what? You stick to what you know works. Get your missus a tub of cream.
Oh, hold on a second. One second. Sorry, guys. Trevor!
See you, Bernard.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.